六，杭州市2008年各类高中招生文化考试。
Text 1. Where is my pen, Martin?
Your pen? It must be in your pencil box.
Text 2. How do you get to school?
Well, I usually walk or ride my bike, but today I took the bus.
Text 3. Shall we go to the train station now? It's 7:30.
No hurry. We still have 2 hours left. Text 4. Excuse me, Mrs. Smith. I'm afraid I can't finish my homework today.
What's the matter?
I have a headache, and I have to see a doctor. Text 5. Could I use your computer, Mom?
Sorry, I'm going to work on it now.
Well, could I watch TV?
Yes, but first, you have to clean your room.
Text 6. Hi, Lu Ying. Where would you go if you could travel anywhere?
I don't know. I don't like to travel.
Come on. What if you could go anywhere? How about a visit to Mount Tai?
No, it's too tiring.
What about a trip to Harbin? You can skate now in winter.
No, I don't like cold weather.
Then, would you like to go somewhere warm? I think Hainan is a good place for swimming.
But I can't swim.
Okay, how about Hong Kong? You can do a lot of shopping there.
That's good. I love shopping.
Hi, Lu Ying. Where would you go if you could travel anywhere?
I don't know. I don't like to travel.
Come on. What if you could go anywhere? How about a visit to Mount Tai?
No, it's too tiring.
What about a trip to Harbin? You can skate now in winter.
No, I don't like cold weather.
Then, would you like to go somewhere warm? I think Hainan is a good place for swimming.
But I can't swim.
Okay, how about Hong Kong? You can do a lot of shopping there.
That's good. I love shopping. Text 7.
Hello, Lisa Morgan speaking.
Hello, I'd like to know something about the flat.
Of course. What would you like to know?
Well, first, can you tell me where it is? Is it close to shops?
Well, the flat is in the center of the city.
And how much does it cost?
About $300,000.
I see. Is it big?
I think so. There are 2 bedrooms and a very large living room. Would you like to see it?
Yes. When can I come, please?
Can you come this afternoon? About 6? It's number 2, Street 49.
Yes, that's fine. I'll see you then. Goodbye.
Hello, Lisa Morgan speaking.
Hello, I'd like to know something about the flat.
Of course. What would you like to know?
Well, first, can you tell me where it is? Is it close to shops?
Well, the flat is in the center of the city.
And how much does it cost?
About $300,000.
I see. Is it big?
I think so. There are 2 bedrooms and a very large living room. Would you like to see it?
Yes. When can I come, please?
Can you come this afternoon? About 6? It's number 2, Street 49.
Yes, that's fine. I'll see you then. Goodbye.
Text 8. Boys and girls, you must know the date when you were born. But do you know on which day of the week you were born? Most people do not know, and their parents usually cannot remember. Now here is a way to find out the day of the week of your birthday. From 1900 to 1999. Now, let's take Xiao Ming for example. He was born on September 10, 1979. Please write it down. September 10, 1979. Now, let's start. Step 1. Let's write down the last 2 numbers of the year Xiao Ming was born. Step 2. Divide by 4. Leave out the numbers behind the decimal point, if there are any. Here you get 19. Step 3. Find the number of the month of Xiao Ming's birthday in the months table. You can see 6 behind September. Step 4. Write the date of the month of his birthday. That is 10. Step 5. Add the 4 numbers you've just got from step 1 to step 4, and you will get 114. Now please write it down. Step 6. Divide the number you've just got by 7. And you'll get a remainder, which should be from 0 to 6. Step 7. Find the remainder in the days table. It will tell you on which day of the week Xiao Ming was born. Now try to work out the day of the week you were born, and then check it with your parents to see how good their memory is. Boys and girls, you must know the date when you were born. But do you know on which day of the week you were born? Most people do not know, and their parents usually cannot remember. Now here is a way to find out the day of the week of your birthday, from 1900 to 1999. Now, let's take Xiao Ming for example. He was born on September 10th, 1979. Please write it down. September 10th, 1979. Now, let's start. Step 1. Let's write down the last two numbers of the year Xiao Ming was born. Step 2. Divide by 4. Leave out the numbers behind the decimal point, if there are any. Here, you get 19. Step 3. Find the number of the month of Xiao Ming's birthday in the months table. You can see 6 behind September. Step 4. Write the date of the month of his birthday. That is 10. Step 5. Add the 4 numbers you've just got from step 1 to step 4, and you will get 114. Now please write it down. Step 6. Divide the number you've just got by 7, and you'll get a remainder, which should be from 0 to 6. Step 7. Find the remainder in the days table. It will tell you on which day of the week Xiao Ming was born. Now try to work out the day of the week you were born, and then check it with your parents to see how good their memory is.